Last month, we told you about a Pittsburgh t-shirt maker selling a design on its website promoting resistance to the Trump administration. It featured a bear wearing a hat. It turns out the t-shirt has come to the attention of the U.S. government, which thinks that creature looks like one of its creations, Smokey Bear. Now the government is demanding the company stop selling the shirt. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has more.
It was a simple enough design, a bear staring out from under the brim of a hat that has the word resist on it. Here's Jay Finelli, co-founder and lead designer for the t-shirt maker Cotton Bureau, speaking with the Allegheny Front last month.
The bear is, I would say he's angry, maybe a little judgmental. He's sort of looking over the brim of his hat.
The shirt was one of several on the company's website with anti-Trump messages that have done well since the election. But this week, Finelli got a cease and desist letter from a company called the Metis Group, which oversees licensing for Smokey Bear for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Libby Cavalakis, owner of the Metis Group, says you can't use Smokey to make political statements.
He's not a political figure. He doesn't have a political view. He's an American icon for wildfire prevention.
This isn't Smokey's first experience in the heat of political battle. His image has been used to protest logging and fracking and discuss other issues.
We had a lot of Smokey Bear smoking marijuana, right? Everyone thought that was a funny use of Smokey.
Congress actually passed a Smokey Bear Act in the 50s, giving the USDA exclusive control over his image. But the question of whether the government's claim over Smokey violates the First Amendment hasn't really been tested all that much in court, says the University of Pittsburgh School of Law's Michael Madison.
There's not a lot of precedent on this. It's not like Smokey Bear has been in court a lot.
In the 90s, a court sided with environmental groups who were using Smokey to protest U.S. Forest Service practices. Cotton Bureau, which declined to comment, no longer has the t-shirt on its website. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.